The other story I meant to mention on the front of the Irish Independent is that they're saying that Trump's Irish resort is to host the Rebel Live golf tour event. This is that controversial Saudi Arabia-backed golf competition, because there is a Trump course in New Jersey is hosting a Live event this week. The Irish Times also has announced officially, the Burn is officially the best place to holiday in Ireland, according to the Irish Times. And you'd wonder, actually, if Donald Trump was reading this, because it seems that Donald Trump is set to pay a surprise visit to Ireland at the end of August, and he is going to his five-star resort in Doonbeg in County Clare, down there near the Burn. According to the Mirror yesterday, he's due to touch down in a private jet sometime from August 25th, and he will be gone by August 30th. So Doonbeg resident and local business owner Rita McInerney joins me on the line now. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Rita, what do you know about this pending visit by Donald Trump?
I believe the owners of Doonbeg Golf Club are due to visit. Eric was here a few months ago, so it's probably not surprising that he is visiting his resort in Doonbeg.
So have you noticed activity around the place? There obviously wouldn't be the same level of security as when he came as president, but have people been out around checking things out?
The Secret Service were here a couple of months ago, all right, yeah, but that would be typical, you know. I suppose they would be, but there's nothing out of the ordinary, no, not at the moment, certainly.
So Eric was around recently, was he?
Yes, he was, yeah.
Yeah, and like that, would he be a fairly frequent visitor? You sound kind of fairly casual about Eric coming.
Oh, yeah, well, pre-COVID he would have come quite regularly, you know, but he was here a couple of weeks ago, and the usual, you know, visited some of the pubs in Doonbeg. They don't drink themselves, but he certainly was out and about, yeah.
Yeah, and do the Trumps get a good welcome in the local community?
It's, you know, look, the project, I don't know if you know much of the history of the project, but the resort was initiated by the local development company and Shannon Development 25 years ago to create local employment. You know, we're a small rural community on the west coast of Ireland, and we saw it as an opportunity to create employment by developing a golf course in our locality. And it's been, you know, so good for West Clare, the development of the resort, and the, you know, every owner that has come along, the community have four conditions of engagement or requirements, you know, in terms of what the community have looked for the support for the initiation of the golf club and its development. And every owner we've had over the last 25 years has honoured that commitment. So we have a great working relationship with the owners of Doonbeg Golf Club, yes.
What are the four conditions?
Increased infrastructure in the area, so like development of things like water and wastewater, you know, infrastructure for the local community, that was done at a very early stage. Local employment, which is hugely important. Doonbeg Golf Club employ about 300 people in the summertime. It goes down to about 100 in the winter. Local membership of the golf club, so there's a local rate for, you know, residents in terms of the golf club itself, and retained public access to the beautiful beach at Duckmore. It's a huge resort, a resource for the people of West Clare to enjoy, a great facility. So that has been upheld and maintained, very importantly. So they were the four conditions of engagement with the owner, any owner, yeah, of the resort, and that has certainly been continued.
I noticed that you refer to the owner of the resort, the owners of the resort. Do you slightly feel that, like, personalising it into the persona of Donald Trump is probably not ideal? Yeah.
Well, certainly the feeling in locally would be that the development of the coastal protection, When you look at places like Lahinch, who've had a spend, and rightly so, have had a spend of $10 million to protect the coast at Lahinch, and in Doonbeg's case, the current owners, Trump International, looked to develop coastal protection at Duckmore, and objections came from around the globe, and we feel that it was many of the objections simply came in because of who owned the property currently. The coastal protection issue was muted when Kiowa Properties owned the resort because they could see that it was very much needed. So certainly the objections and the denial of the construction of the coastal protection at Tuckmore is very much felt that it got that level of attention and objections simply because of the Trump name. And we feel that that is unfair, particularly because the coastal protection does not just protect the property at Dunbeg in the golf course. It also protects the local farming community, people that have land adjacent to the golf club, and in terms of houses as well. I mean,
Donald Trump was trying to do the right thing here, trying to do a good thing, and that people just couldn't see past that they maybe disagreed with his politics or his personality.
Exactly. That would be the feeling locally, certainly, yes.
So do you feel a little bit kind of, I don't know, vilified and defensive about the whole having this relationship with him?
Yeah, certainly, because I suppose, you know, we're a very active community, we're a very proud community, we're involved in a lot of things. We work, all the businesses in Dunbeg work so well together. There's a strong community development, and we're very proud of what the Development Association has achieved over the last 30 years in terms of ensuring that a small, vibrant, you know, small community survives and has employment for its residents and its student population as well, you know, sending them through college. So we can get quite, you know, defensive, I suppose, and we do feel vilified at times. I mean, I don't know if you saw some of the social media around the time of the visit in 2019, but there was a lot of vitriol towards us. But, you know, look,
did you get vitriol yourself?
Oh, certainly, you know, but you read some of it and then you just stop and you don't read anything else, you know, you just forget about it and you focus on what's important in terms of, you know, like many communities around the country, you're just looking to, you know, you are looking to survive and you're trying to do the best for
and
the local
And it sounds
community.
Like, Rita, you reckon that Donald Trump has done more for ye than anyone else, the government or anyone else has done in recent years, yeah?
Well, he certainly would be the largest employer in the summertime in West Clare because, you know, of the magnitude of the property. And I suppose the aim is that if the coastal protection was done, the other developments that are planned would be completed, like the ballroom and the leisure facilities, which would ensure that the project is more, that the resort is more of an all year round attraction, because it currently doesn't have a swimming pool, for example. It has a spa but doesn't have a swimming pool, it has a marquee that hosts weddings and events. But if you had a permanent structure that has a swimming pool and a function room, that would certainly attract more business, and therefore you would increase your employment in the winter time.
Rita, you ran for Fianna Fáil in the last election. Like, would you agree with Trump's politics? Presumably not.
Certainly not. A lot of his politics I wouldn't agree with. But look, he was democratically elected by the people of the US, and you have to respect that. But certainly I would disagree with many of his politics, you know. And
listen, would you know the Americans who come and stay there? And I presume it's largely Americans keep places like Dunbeg.
There's a good mix of Irish as well, yeah.
In terms of the Americans, would there be a particular type like would come there, or are people agnostic about who owns the place?
It kind of falls into three categories. You have people who come, you see, you have to understand as well that many of the members were members when Kiowa owned it and when Landmark National owned it. So, you know, were there pre-Trump and continued to be members, and they loved West Clare. They love coming to West Clare, the remoteness, the quality of the golf course. They love West Clare. They love Dunbeg. So they come and they're members because they enjoy the golf and what has to offer. So you have that cohort who are a bit agnostic to it. Then you have cohort that are supporters of Trump. And then you have those that do avoid the place because of who owns it, because they might be on a different side politically. So you kind of have three cohorts of people that visit.
So would you know when the Trump fans are there, would you be able to pick them out easily around the town? Like, are they wearing MAGA hats and that kind of thing?
Not really, no. They wouldn't. They're savvy enough, you know, that they know what the you know, that there's a mixed reception to his politics. So they would be savvy enough to, you would say, look, you know, I recall there was a group of businessmen from Boston in one time, and they were saying, look, I don't like his politics, but I like his economy. That was a number of years ago when things were, you know, when, yeah. when they had seen a boost. So, look, you have that. You have that mix there, it's certainly interesting from that point of view in terms of how the politics plays out in it.
Have you had time to digest this news on the front of the Indo today that the LIV golf tournament might be coming next year?
That certainly was a surprise. Yeah, I was just rearranging the papers and I spotted it on my shelf, and it wasn't something that I had heard or had been muted here, certainly. But no, something of a surprise, all right.
But given, like, you're pragmatic people down there, if it comes, you'll welcome it, will you?
It'll take time now to digest that news. But if it is come, look, as you know, we have dealt with many, many controversies over the years from pre-Trump in terms of the development of the golf course. There's a lot of controversy around it from day one, I can tell you. But, you know, look, it's another issue that we'll deal with when and if it happens, you know.
Okay, yeah. You're used to being in the eye of the storm now. Yeah. So listen, would it be fair to say, are you excited about the idea of him coming in next month?
Look, it won't make huge difference. I mean, it's supposed to be a little bit of activity, I suppose. And, you know, the Secret Service are certainly very accommodating, and they're very, you know, we've always had a great relationship with them, and they've very, very easy to deal with. And, you know, certainly in the visit in 2019, particularly our own Garda Síochána were just excellent in terms of accommodating the local community and working with us and the Secret Service. So, yeah, I suppose it'll create that bit of excitement for the few days, but then it'll be back to business afterwards about, you know, making sure that there are people around and visitors and that the season ends well, you know, because we do rely very heavily on tourism in West Clare, you know.
Yeah, so absolutely back to business. I leave you back to business. Rita McInerney in Doonbeg.